Good morning, blind abilities. This is Mel. I am just hanging out right now. My house is very quiet. No one is awake yet. I'm just enjoying my coffee. I've been watching the news. It's about the most TV I generally watch, although there are times I question why I watch the news because more often than not, it's bad news. In any case, I am watching the news and having my coffee and waiting for everyone to wake up in my home. And I enjoy this time of day because it is quiet and peaceful and relaxing. So, in any case, I wanted to respond about time management as well as a couple of other things. I struggle with time management sometimes as well, and I think it's because I try to multitask too much, honestly. I try to do too many things at one time. For instance, when I was in school, I would attempt to listen to a school book and, I don't know, maybe wash dishes at the same time. And that does not work because I cannot fully pay attention to the book and I can't take notes, which is another thing that is, really important for school type books. Now, I can multitask when it comes to reading for pleasure and doing chores or something like that because neither one requires my full attention. So in that regard, I guess multitasking is okay, but, I'm learning though that if something needs a good deal of my attention, I can't try to do more than one thing at one time in an effort to be more efficient. I really need to schedule the time to do that task separately from anything else. So, that's a work in progress for me. It's very difficult for me to focus on one thing for any significant amount of time. I suspect I have a bit of a attention disorder there. In any case, that's one thing I would say. Try to focus on one task at one time, and before moving on to another task, but. The other thing that I do very often is utilize the reminders feature on my iPhone. So, and I put calendar events down quite often. Even if it's not an appointment, I'll put a calendar event in for something that I want to do on a particular day or something. But I very often will tell Siri, remind me on June 2nd at 9 a.m. to schedule a doctor's appointment for whatever. And then I don't have to remember to do that, but yet I know that it's recorded and I'll get a reminder and then I can just take care of it then, you know. And that way, you know, if it's not appropriate for me to call and schedule the appointment at that time, you know, the reminder will tell me to do it. So I use reminders a lot. I use the notes app a lot also. I make myself lists, whether it's a shopping list or to-do list, and I check the list regularly too. So I might put down, so for instance, I use the paratransit service here, and if I call and schedule 3 or 4 rides at a time for various things I need to go do, I will jot down those ride times in my notes app so that I'm not left wondering what time was my ride supposed to get here today. So it's all right there in the app. Or if somebody gives me a book recommendation, I have a running note in that app that's titled Books. And I have, you know, a running grocery list. And I most often will just delete whatever it is off the list once I've purchased it, or to-do list the same way. I'll just delete it off after I've done whatever it is that needs to be done, and I just check the Notes app regularly. Anytime I have an appointment, I immediately put it in my calendar and set up an alert. I set up two alerts, one to alert me a week ahead of time and one to alert me a day ahead of time. And that way I don't have random business cards with appointment times and all that floating around that are useless to me. And I know I won't forget the business or the appointment. So those are three things on the phone that I use very regularly, and they help me tremendously. And let's see, I'm trying to think what else? I would also suggest using a kitchen timer. If you need to, like I said, I can't focus on one task for an extended amount of time, but I can focus for 15, 20 minutes at a time. So I'll set a timer, and whether it's, studying or cleaning or, you know, whatever it is that I need to do, I'll use that timer. And when the timer goes off, I'll switch tasks. Or, when the timer goes off, I'll take a little break and reset the timer. So I use that a lot. I use that with my kids, you know, okay, we're going to clean the room for 15 minutes. And, or not my kids, my son, my daughter's at the age where she would laugh at me if I tried to do that with her. But my son, though, he's 7 and the timer works really well with him. And then I guess my last tip would be take time to sort of, you know, relax or meditate or chill out. You know, don't overschedule yourself. Remember to have time to sort of decompress and not be busy 24/7, you know, because that can get really overwhelming and you can really burn out that way. So I don't know. I hope that some of what I've said has been helpful, perhaps, and, you know, feel free to suggest any alternatives to things that I've recommended here, because I'm always open to anything that will help me in that regard as well. So I hope that, that it's been helpful in some way, and I guess that's it for now. I will, go ahead and post this. And I look forward to hearing more from other people. I think there have been some really great ideas so far. So hopefully we hear more. All right, take care.